The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Welcome to our show. This is called Being Here. I'm Shia.
I'm Ariel. Collectively, we're the Kanes.
That's right. I want to let you know right at the top that we finish each other's sentences.
And enjoy every moment of it.
Now, here's the thing. We don't mean to offend, but if you find our up energy style over the top, well, that happens to be the way we operate.
I apologize.
Yeah, we.
Lord, I apologize.
Yeah, we're sorry.
Yes.
Not really. Anyway.
You know, we went into a store not too long ago.
Where we bought our boots?
Yeah, and the fellow there was so shocked that we'd been together more than 31 years because we actually liked each other.
Yeah.
You know, my reality, my truth, is that life just keeps getting better.
I agree.
And that includes my life with you.
Well,
you know what? My
you.
Truth isn't reasonable, reasonably speaking.
Reasonably speaking,
there are other possibilities.
We probably shouldn't have made it this far.
Yeah, it's not reasonable. Your truth isn't reasonable. That's the title of the show today.
Isn't reasonable. You know, what we normally do is talk ourselves out of what we really want most in life. We find good reasons not to continue, not to go for what we really want, as if our reasons are more valid than our experience.
Has it ever occurred to you that your reasons exist in a past, future reality? Your reasons come from...
Let's talk about listening. Let's really talk about listening.
Okay.
Because if we don't talk about listening, the past, future reality will not...
I'm ready. Tell me about listening.
Okay. Look, for this show, see if you can stop what you're doing and monotask. And that task be to listen to the show. It will transform your life if you listen. But you see, most of us do not listen. We think about what's being said to see whether we already know it, whether we've heard it before, whether we agree or disagree. We don't just hear what another person says from their point of view without judging it. See if today, or whenever you're listening to the show, if you happen to be listening to it in an archive, that you let go of your need to be right about what you know and discover what's possible by listening.
Take on our perspective as a hypothesis. Now, a hypothesis is something you operate through as if it's true for the purpose of investigation.
Right.
Past, future.
Past, future. Yes, dear.
Your reasons come from the past or fears for the future. So, for instance...
It all comes from the past, then.
Yes.
Because there is no future without a past, and you can only extrapolate the future out of what you've experienced or have, experienced, for lack of a better word, in the past.
Or non-experienced.
Well, non-experience.
Yeah, you had a breakup and you said, oh, boy, I'm awful at relationship. I'm not doing that again. That's non-experience,
right.
Where you don't let yourself feel what you feel in that moment. You make decisions running forward in time. There's also those fears for the future. Well, what if I do that thing I want to do? Will I have enough money for retirement? I better stop and not do any of that. And who knows if you'll ever be retired. life is uncertain. But you know what? Your intuition, your body truth will never steer you wrong. That means you may not listen to it because it usually doesn't come informed in words. It doesn't say, don't do that or turn left. Not usually. It's often impressions. It's amorphous. It's feelings. It's not necessarily words. However, you can get skilled at decoding it. You can get skilled at listening, even if the listening, what you're listening to doesn't form as words.
Like your body truth.
There's a natural knowing where you go to do something and you immediately feel rather ill with yourself. That's probably your body telling you not such
this
a good
idea. This is not a
idea.
Good idea, right.
Mm.
Right.
We have a caller. Let's take him, shall we?
Okay. Christian, are you there?
Hello. Hello, guys. Hi.
Hi.
Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling from Hamburg, Germany.
Yippee! Hamburg.
You know, the other day I was in Hamburg, Pennsylvania.
And this past weekend, we've been in Hamburg, Germany as well.
That's
so.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
What can we do for you?
I had last week, I had this experience of to be reasonable in, like, in my mind, but then I had the experience of not to listen to it. I went with you guys to Costa Rica this year, and I signed up for 2 weeks. And I had to do my finances in the past days, and then in my mind, it came up a lot of reasons why I signed up for 2 weeks. It would be more reasonable to be just for 1 week, and we'll have enough money for the rest of the year, and I don't have to make so many plans to figure out how to do how to get more money, all the money together.
Yes.
And then I was like, no, but this experience of Costa Rica, it's really what I want.
Yes.
And this feeling helped me to listen to my reasons, not to go for it.
I love it. You make me smile, you know. I actually get a rush of energy through my body, almost goosebumps when I hear you talking. Because you see so many people, Christian, sell out on their truth because they get reasonable and they worry about the future and how they're going to make it happen. If you look, you will see that everything you've ever really wanted, you've somehow managed to have happen.
Yeah.
You know? And people forget that. And if they look in there, you know, and when I say you, I don't only mean Christian. I mean anybody who's listening. If you look and see those things you've really wanted, you've made them happen. So if you know what you really want, like, look, I was talking with our assistant just a little while ago about how profound Costa Rica was for people this past year and how they've been talking about it as a pivotal moment in their life, a turning point in their life, where their life turned around that of having been there. And so your being there for 2 weeks is in certain respects very reasonable. It just may not go with what your mind goes along with, because your mind is based in scarcity, not in sufficiency.
Yes, and listen to you what you said in the beginning of the radio show. I was like, yes, it feels almost like an old recording I carry on with me since I know. And when I'm not busy enough, I have the tendency to listen more to it.
I love you.
Yeah, you're really bad.
Of course, I love that you're coming in with us for 2 weeks to Costa Rica, because it really, really is a blessing. But if I set that aside, you have given anybody who's listening to this show or listening to the show in the archives forever the clue that you talk to yourself about the things you're not capable of when you're not fully engaged, when you're not busy, when you aren't really going for your life, when you are really stepped into your own personal center. Number one, you don't have the time to talk to yourself that way, but secondly, you have no desire to talk to yourself that way because you are in touch with your capability.
Amazing. So cool.
You know what
so
else
cool.
is really neat? If I take a look at the big leap it took you to come to Costa Rica in the first place a few years ago, your ability to make money in your profession is so far expanded. You could come for 4 weeks if we offered it, which we don't. And it would be less of a stress on you than it was the first year because you didn't know who you were.
Totally. And, you know, the last days where I had not that much of work and I could do my office, and somehow I really could see how I have the story, but I could stay calm and do my things I have to do. And so it's something really, really totally new for me.
That's yeah. excellent. That yeah. you can actually be consistent in doing your work. I'll tell you something. That consistency is going to be incredible for you as you go about this year. Your ability to make the extra resources for Costa Rica, you're not even going to feel it. Because with consistency, you don't have to re-gear up. It's like with a car. To bring our car from 0 to 50 miles an hour,
We probably get around 10 or 12 miles per gallon, and we have a very efficient car. Once you're up at 50 miles an hour, we get 40 miles to the gallon.
Or 45 or 50 if it's on a flat.
Right.
But if you let it slow down and you have to bring it back up to speed again,
you start losing your gas mileage, your efficiency, your effectiveness.
So that you are able to just keep the momentum today. That is an amazing gift.
Wow. Yes, I can see that. Cool, really cool.
Yes. For all of you who are listening to this show today, we're actually recording this a little earlier because we'll be flying back from Hamburg, Germany when this show airs. So I have to tell you, Christian, we're really looking forward to seeing you when we come to Hamburg.
me too,
kind of like
guys.
A mix-up of time and space.
Yes, I know. Time-space continuum gets messed up here.
Yes.
All right.
Excellent. Thank you so much for calling in. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about, or is that...
That's it. Thank you so much for having me. Yes, have a great day.
Yes,
you're just really a gift. Watching you grow into yourself as a man over the past few years has been a real treat for us.
You know, and by the way, just to say, because in case people don't know you... You do hair and makeup, and the idea that you underestimate you, as we all do, underestimate ourselves, you don't think it's that much of a big deal that you picked up and moved for a period of time to Hong Kong and did work there, or that you have moved now in back to Hamburg
from
Switzerland because it is a better place
market,
for you to
yes.
be working. That level of mental mobility so that you could actually make those moves is quite breathtaking, but for you it's just normal. Our
yeah.
gifts appear normal to us. Our foibles appear huge.
Our self-imposed
limitations.
Wow. So cool. So cool. Looking so forward to see you in Hamburg.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
Cool. Thank you. Bye-bye.
We have another caller who we can take briefly before this break, and then Hopefully she'll be able to stay with us. Lenora, are you with us?
I'm here, yes.
Hi.
Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Yonkers, New York.
Excellent.
Yonkers, New York. All right. What can we do for you, darling?
Well, I was excited to hear Christian speak also because it reminded me kind of what I'm dealing with right now is I had this old idea about myself and my consistency with working. And I used to not work very much, and if I got a job, I would complain about it. I had to work.
Right.
Yeah, and now I'm excited to work, and I really like it, and it doesn't really matter. There are a number of things that I do, and it doesn't really matter which thing I do. I just really have a good time with it.
Yeah.
I'm a sign language interpreter, and I'm a handbag designer. And this semester at school, there are fewer deaf students, so I'm working less at school.
Right.
Yeah. So sometimes when I get, stalled in myself or something, I think, I worry about not having enough work. And yet my handbag business is really inspiringly great right now, going really well. So I don't know. I just, those thoughts still like.
So I have a question
mm-hmm.
about your question.
Okay.
Why don't you find your question, and we're going to go to a break, and when we come back,
exactly,
let's see if you can ask it. How's that?
Yes.
That's great.
All right. We can do that?
I love it.
Excellent.
Excellent.
We'll be back shortly, everyone, so come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Success, health, satisfaction, now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, The Excellence Club. Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be the change. The 7th Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Yes, welcome back.
Just a reminder for all those of you who are coming with us to Costa Rica in 2015, the Costa Rica early registration discount deadline is coming up this Monday. So if you're wire transferring your deposit, your first one-third for the course, or if you are coming on Monday night, you don't forget to make your plans and alert your credit card company or bring your check, because those of you who are coming and pay early get a $250 discount, which is a really good deal. If you want to know more about our Costa Rican adventures, you can go up to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. There are lots of videos. There are things people have to say about it. It really, truly is a wonderful immersion course into yourself. And I really admire all the people who invest in themselves.
Yes.
Excellent. You still with us, Lenore?
I am.
Excellent. So, what's your question?
My question is, how do I maintain consistency?
How do you what consistency?
Maintain
consistency.
Yes.
Oh, my, I don't know. I really don't know how you maintain consistency. How do I maintain consistency? I tell you what I do. I look around, and I see what needs to be done, and I do it. And once it's done, I look around and see what else needs to be done, and I do that. And that's how I maintain consistency. By handling, in my current environment, what I either need to do or said I was going to do.
What you said you were going to do is really an important piece of it, Lenore. One thing is that Shy and I don't say we're going to do things we're not going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't say we're going to do a lot, as in we don't make promises to ourselves about how we're going to behave in the future in hopes of being a better us. We state out loud or on a list, perhaps, things that are tasks to be done that we need to do in a timely way. But that keeps us from beating on ourselves and our thoughts about that which we haven't accomplished. And one of the things that slows a person down or has them not operate with consistency is when they're having conversations with themselves about how they should be or what they should do.
Right.
Right. The conversations you have with yourself. If you're having a conversation with yourself about how to stay on track,
yes,
you're off track.
Yes.
See, if you're having a conversation with yourself, you're off track. See, when you're really engaged in your life, there are very few side conversations like, should I, shouldn't I, do I, don't I?
Yeah.
It's not about... The other thing I'd look to, Lenore,
mm-hmm.
is being right about something. If you find yourself being right about anything...
It's a giant work slowdown.
Yes, it's... You right. taking a vacation in an unhappy place.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I can see that. Yeah.
So when Jai's just taking a vacation in an unhappy place, I love that statement, because when you're upset, it's like you're taking a break, but you're taking it in a lousy venue. And Shai and I also regularly are operating like stop and go, go and stop, meaning we're either going or we're not. And when we're not, like earlier today, I took a little break. I read some. And when that was done, I did something else. But I wasn't reading with an eye to the clock thinking, oh, I should be doing my emails. I should be doing something else. When I take a break, I take a break.
The other thing, Lenore, is sometimes I notice that I don't plan what I'm going to do next. I look out there and see what calls my energy, and I do that.
Yeah.
You know, like we had a friend, you actually know him, Reiner from Hamburg, Germany, was over our house, and he was assisting me doing a few chores around the house, and we've had this shelter that got knocked over by the winter snows, you know, it got blown down, and he helped me take a lot of it apart today, and it was an interesting experience because I didn't think that's what I was going to do today. We just went out there and I started measuring something, and before you knew it, we were in assembling the shed process.
And when I came out to see what was happening, they both looked like Cheshire cats. They were so happy.
We were having so much fun doing this manual labor, but it was just fun to do. And it wasn't that I decided when I went to bed last night, I got to do this tomorrow.
Right.
Or I'll be a better person if I do it. It's just, it pulled, and we answered the pull of our lives.
Lots of times people do activities to get ahead. And when you do that, there's a portion of misery in every dose.
Very good. Right. You know, when you do your handbags, I know there are time constraints. I know you want to get things done quickly.
Right.
But if you are really there with each stitch, you'll produce a much nicer product in a much timelier way.
And I actually think that's already happening because I, at the last seminar, saw several pieces of your product. And I've never seen your work so well done. The stitch is so perfect, the quality. For me, I couldn't tell the difference from that to one that would be offered in a mass production, which I think is wonderful because the quality was completely in, and at the same time, it had the designer part of it because it had such clever detailing. So I don't mean to minimize the detailed work you did. It's just that the detailed work you did included the perfection that used to elude you.
Oh, thank you so much. I've been having such a good time with it.
Well, that's a clue. If you're having a good time, you're going to produce great results. If you're having a bad time,
you're being right about something.
That's right. You're taking a vacation in a very unhappy place.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, usually it's when if I'm working on something, I think I should be doing it faster.
Yeah, I know. That's why I told you slow down.
Yeah, you did that. That was awesome. That's great.
But the other thing, the clue is you think. I think I could be doing it faster. You're thinking.
Right.
And every time you leave what you're doing to think about what you think you could be doing faster, you slow down.
Yeah.
Have you ever driven down the highway behind a car that speeds up and then slows down and speeds up and slows down?
Yes.
They pass you and then you catch up with them.
And yeah, like we often go on cruise control because we find we don't inadvertently go too fast or too slow, and we can just direct our car in an appropriate manner around other cars and shift from lane to lane as necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you'll have a car race past you and then slow way down, race past you. And if you look at them, they're subject to thoughts. They follow a thought.
When they follow a thought, they take their foot off the accelerator.
And then they think they're behind, and then they
speed up again. Well, you've been doing that or had been doing that in your work. And so that speed up, slow down, think about how you didn't do it well enough, slows you down even more.
Yes.
And if you were listening to our conversation with Christian in the earlier segment, that's also what we were talking about, is bringing your car from a dead stop up to a fat, you know, like 50 miles an hour. But it's the same thing even when you're driving down a throughway, if you're speeding up and slowing down, you're not getting good fuel efficiency. And in any given day, you only have a certain amount of fuel to do your
life with.
And you can burn it up by thinking, or you can just engage, which, by the way, is a whole lot more fun.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So welcome. Excellent.
Yeah. I love it, too.
Thanks for calling in today.
Yes, dear.
Yeah. Pleasure.
Anything else?
No, I'm really good, and I'm just so grateful. I'm really so grateful because I really do see the difference in how I had been in my life and how I am in my life since I've been hanging out with you guys. And I'm really, really grateful in my love life and my work life and just in being in my own skin. And it's just a pleasure. So thank you very much.
You're so welcome.
You know, we've known you for some time, Lenore, and I would say the difference is this. When we first met you, everyone mm-hmm. loved you. Now, you love you.
Very
That's
good.
So true.
Excellent. Hey, thanks for calling
in
thanks today.
Thanks for calling in today.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Okay. We have another caller.
Yes, let's take him.
Greg, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Where are you today?
I am in Manhattan.
Excellent.
Manhattan.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. What can we do for you?
Well, I just wanted to say first, I've been super energized just like listening to the show. I can just feel myself like really just kind of waking up by listening so far. It's been really great.
Well, I'd like to pause you for a minute because I really feel it's not only that Christian and Lenore were very compelling and the content that we're talking about is quite wonderful, but the act of listening itself will wake you up.
Yeah, I wanted to mention that. To listen to this show, I've just kind of locked myself in my room. I turned the lights off and then trying to just kind of just be here and just put all my attention on the show and just really be present for it. And it's been great.
That's great.
Neat. I haven't heard of that before. I like that. That sounds like fun.
Yeah. And like I've been listening to radio shows quite a bit, quite regularly lately. And they're usually like on like the subway, you know, on the way back and forth to work, I'd say like 90% of the time. And this has been really nice just to have just, I feel like it's just me in the show right now.
That's great.
Nice.
That's very nice.
Yeah, we often don't take time to just invest in ourselves that way. That's really great.
And it's really needed right now because I'm really busy. There's a lot of things that just need to be done for work. I'm a math teacher, and there's a lot of papers to be graded and stuff. And it's really, really nice to have this time just to not worry about it or think about it.
Well, you know, if you were to grade your papers as though it was your first preference
and your first love and the thing you most wanted to do in this world,
then life would get much easier for you. I can tell by how you speak, you hold grading papers as something less than what you prefer in the job of teaching. It's probably your least most favorite thing.
Yeah, I feel like it's like a lot of things that I do where I have such like a stream of negative self-talk when I do most anything related to work. And like just a lot of times I'm just, all I can hear is how, you know, I shouldn't have graded, my grading was right, or I'm not going fast enough, or I don't know if this was like fair with other papers, and I'm just very rarely there.
I have a possibility for you.
Okay.
You know, we have a friend, a very close friend, who one of his jobs is he's a CPA.
So certified public accountant.
So one of the things he does is people's tax returns. And what he noticed is that his stream of thoughts about himself would vary depending on whose tax return he does. So I would find it interesting
if you were to look and see how you feel depending on whose test you're grading.
And it is an interesting possibility, Greg, that your reality around tests, that you should be faster, you should do it better, you're not good enough, you hate this, might be something that comes along with the mindset of the test taker, and that your thoughts are shared and not yours alone. And if you don't listen to them as if they have any truth, but as if they're informational, you would be a compassionate teacher. And the other thing, too, is thought processes go both ways. So if you have compassion for having that stream of thoughts, when you hand the paper back to the kid, that your compassion for yourself can be shared as well.
Yeah, that's really cool, because it's amazing how much you can kind of discern from just looking at a test. You know, the kids are
absolutely
kid panic. I mean, there's all just the way they write, just the organization of it. You can really like just imagine what it was like for that kid in each one. And I've never thought about that maybe I'm picking that up and channeling that to a degree.
Yeah, you know, you can be like a magician in these kids' lives, without them ever knowing that you're affecting how they feel about themselves by how you hold them in your own thoughts. If you hold them with compassion and caring, even though they're brats, because sometimes they really are, then they can start to like themselves. They can start to love themselves. They can start to be kind to themselves, because they push for you to treat them the way they treat themselves, and you don't have to comply.
Yeah, I like the idea of that. Like, me taking care of myself, being nice to myself, like that, just doing that can benefit my kids. That's a beautiful thought.
It is. Look,
it's not only beautiful, but true.
Yes, and we have to go to a break now.
Can you come back with us after the break?
Sure.
Excellent.
Okay.
We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss Being Here.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads, and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter, featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
Yes.
A note. Note to self.
Note to self.
Yeah, really, note to self. Transformational Time and Project Management is the next course we're doing in New York City. You are invited. It's May 3rd and 4th. There is no Friday night associated with this course. It's on Saturday and Sunday. It's a wonderful course. I love doing this course because I always get more done more easily, and I find the people so inspiring and uplifting. And if you want to know more about it, you can go to our website,
TransformationMadeEasy.com.
And as long as we're talking about time and space rearranging itself, if you're listening to the show and it's a year after we've done it, or 2 years or 6 months, and we're not currently offering time and project management, just go up and see what we're offering now. It'll
right.
still be the perfect thing.
Exactly. Whatever we're doing next is really the perfect thing.
You still with us, Greg?
Yes, I am.
You know, the other thing, too, is I think sometimes teachers forget that they are also surrounded by other teachers. And you can get a group mindset about different activities, and you can get together and you can complain about having to grade papers as a way of socializing. It's the same thing for actors. You want to get an actor to complain, give them a job. And when you were talking in the last segment about what a beautiful idea it was that you could affect these kids' lives, I'm really clear, and also because we know you and we know your school, and we that you all are there because you have a vision, a possibility, you want to make a difference with kids. And sometimes it gets lost.
It's easy to get lost, you know? Sometimes people think that they're doing what they're doing because it was the only option at the time.
When you get into the grind of things, you kind of just forget why you're doing what you're doing, and you just feel tired all the time.
Right. Well, the other thing is what Ariel said just a moment ago is very, very important, and that is that you can take on the point of view of other teachers, and if they're feeling upset or disgruntled, they'll gossip and enroll you into to joining them and being miserable. You know that old
Sorry, go ahead. Well, I was just thinking that's also true from my perspective. You know, I can come into school and be like, oh, I teach. Like, when you teach four classes, that's like you're teaching a lot of classes that day because we have long periods. And you can affect other teachers, too, by just coming in and being like, oh, I have four classes to teach today, you know?
You betcha.
Like, it goes,
Here's the thing.
Both ways.
You are a community leader, but what direction you're leading in any given moment is up to you. Each of us are community leaders. In our own, we are our own central hub.
Right.
And when you say, oh, I have four, you're teaching four classes today, that's four opportunities to impact these little critters.
You know, there was a movie once, Olmos, what was his name?
Stand and Deliver.
Stand and Deliver, about a math teacher. I don't know if you've seen that movie.
I purchased it because I thought I should have it, and it's sitting on the shelf, and I've never watched it.
Oh, you must watch that.
This movie is
one of the most inspirational movies I've ever watched.
I've seen it more than once.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I know you teach in the Bronx. I think it will It will inspire you. Any excuse to inspire yourself
is really a great idea.
I mean, Shai and I watched Avatar again the other night just because it sounded inspirational. There's so many opportunities to get disappointed. Anything you can, any opportunity you can grab to inspire yourself.
Go for it.
Yeah, I don't think, I mean, I think that's one of the reasons I kind of listen to the radio shows in the morning. And also, I just don't want to pick, like, a song to listen to, but it, like, it's always just consistently, like, making me, like, stand taller, you know, as opposed to, you know, just feeling smaller.
Yes, and really, stand and deliver. If you've got it...
Between now and when we see you next,
yes.
Watch it.
Yes, and then we'll talk about
it. Pretend it's your homework.
Yes.
Okay.
Homework.
So probably when I'm here, I'll go put it in the DVD player.
Excellent.
So, yeah.
Hey, like, thank you so much for calling in. Really a treat.
It's really a pleasure.
Really.
Yeah, it was my pleasure as well.
Okay.
So, my
wow,
dear.
That was fun.
That was.
I love that.
Yes.
You know, I think most people don't realize
the difference they make in lives of others.
Yes, and also that our thoughts are subject to the whims of other people's thoughts, but our truth is our truth.
Yeah, but our thoughts, when we believe them, dictate our lives, and most of our thoughts are old. They're thoughts we've had before, and most of us, if we tell the truth, our thoughts make us wrong for being the way we are or what we've accomplished.
They contain limitations.
And nothing we do is ever quite enough for our thought processes.
We have another caller. Let's take her, shall we?
Oh, please, let's.
Katie, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Hi.
Katie, how are you?
I am great. Listening to you guys and listening to this show, I just have a big smile on my face.
Excellent.
Well, that's nice.
Well, we hear your voice and we get a big smile, too.
That's true.
Oh, thank you.
Are you in Chicago?
Yes, I am.
Excellent.
Yeah.
What can we do for you?
Yeah, I have a question for you guys.
Okay.
Speaking earlier at the beginning of the show about your body truth and about, you know, I guess I'm curious as to how I can listen to my body truth more or get in tune with it.
Well, I'll give you an example of how it happened for me recently. I was invited to something, and I got the invitation, and just automatically I replied, okay, great, I'm available, and I'll be there. And as soon as I hit send, my body went, my stomach got a little sick, everything felt tight, I got a little smaller, feeling like Greg was describing. I just felt a little smaller in my body, and I thought, aha, I don't want to go to this event. So luckily, having sent it, it was something that I sent on Facebook. I sent the reply on Facebook, and so I was able to just delete it. And I knew, because I was working in the middle of the night, nobody would have seen it. Now, here's the thing. The more you practice listening, the more obvious when your body's telling you something, the more you disregard what your body tells you, the sleepier it gets.
Well, you know, when you say that, it reminded me of something.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of years ago, Ariel and I were out in Oregon visiting her parents, and we stopped in at a hearing center to have my hearing checked. And what the technician there told me was it was very interesting to me. He said that people forget certain sounds. It's as though they never existed before.
So they recommended actually listening to podcasts and books on tape because it would remind a person whose hearing was starting to go what those sounds sounded like so they could recognize them rather than just have them be automatically deleted as if they didn't exist.
See, when you stop, when you ignore a sound long enough, it doesn't exist for you. When you ignore your body truth long enough, you don't have a body truth anymore because you listen to your thoughts as though they are your truth.
Oh, that's cool.
Will always, always talk you out of those things that you're passionate about. See, people, I think it's in our calendar, this new calendar.
This year's calendar?
Yeah, mm-hmm. This year's calendar that Ariel produced. There's a quote, I think it's from George Bernard Shaw, that says something about people don't age because they get older. They age because they stop having fun or something to that effect. They get lost in the...
We don't stop playing because we grow old.
Yeah.
We grow old because we stop playing, George Bernard Shaw.
There you go. I cannibalized it.
You did it. You got it very, very... The essence of it was accurate.
The essence of it is, like, when you stop having fun in your life, life stops being fun. When you start listening to yourself, constricting thoughts, those thoughts that tell you you're not good enough, you can't, you're not able to, and it gives you good reasons why you're not able to. If you listen to those, that becomes your truth. If you notice you have the thoughts and then go for what you want in your life, you'll attain what you want in your life. Then you're running your life, not your thoughts. But most people believe they're their thoughts.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing, Katie.
Yeah.
You're in Chicago. There are not too many people in Chicago who attend our workshops.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about listening to our radio show. There probably are quite a few there that haven't made the journey to New York to meet us in person. But you are
already skilled at listening to your body truth.
Right, because you made it to New York.
Oh.
And you've made it to Costa Rica.
That's right.
So I'd get interested in not how do I listen to my body truth, but recognizing that you're already doing it and start to pay attention to how that feels like.
Okay. That's so funny. I had the thought that, I was going to ask you guys next if can it come back if you've stopped listening to it? Because I thought, I don't listen to my body truth.
Of course it can come back.
Okay.
But you see, if you get yourself lost in upsets and working on yourself and thinking that there's something wrong with you, then that becomes your life.
The other thing, we haven't talked in the show about the three principles. But if you look at the first one, anytime you resist anything, you get so caught up in that.
That becomes your life.
And then no two things can occupy the same space at the same time. So if you're in the middle of being right about something or fighting with something or resisting something, you put your energy into that which you're resisting, and then you're basically not there to feel what's going on or to see what's going on.
And so your truth becomes irrelevant. You've got a new truth called being right, and that costs you your everything. It costs you aliveness and love and relationship and a sense of well-being.
And then the third thing is anything you allow to be exactly as it is completes itself. And I have a feeling that lots of times people have the idea, well, I'm not listening to my body truth because if I were, then X would happen, such as if I were, then I would have a relationship, or if I were, then I would lose weight, or I would get that job.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your mind judging you for being the way you are, when in fact you can't be any different than you are. You're perfect right now.
Exactly as you are.
That's so cool.
See, people forget that this moment is your your life. Your life is happening in this moment, not someday. You know, I remember way back, you know, go back, more than a half a century, when I was in the Navy, you know, and I was at an air base in Brooklyn, Floyd Bennett Naval Air Station, and I was sitting in the enlisted men's club drinking a beer with, when I used to drink beer, with a couple of other sailors. And one was talking about the base he was at before he came here, and the other one was talking about the base he was going to. And they were talking about these places as though they were wonderful and where we were sucked.
Yeah.
See, well, where you are
is the only place you can be, and that's where life is taking place. Your life is taking place right here, right now, on this radio show, and that's where it is. And you see, you make the mistake of thinking from time to time that you're in the wrong place.
And the idea that you're in the wrong place simply wastes your time.
Right.
Because right now, Katie, how could you be any place else, any way different than you are right now?
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't.
That's right. So you might as well celebrate this moment of your life as though this is all there is. Now, the truth of the matter is, this is all there is.
Right now.
Right now,
in this moment.
So why not just enjoy?
Totally. Yeah. I love that.
You know, and not to take a left turn, but I'm going to do it anyway, even though we're getting close to the end of the show. Shai and I were talking about it today, about obviously we have things that we do for the future, such as we are putting some money away for retirement, but at the same time, we're not expecting to retire, and we're not living our life less and putting things off because someday we're going to retire. We're being appropriate to where we are right now, because a lot of people put money away for retirement and
they
they're
never
too
make
sick,
it.
Too old, too unhappy to ever do anything with it.
Right. So they never make it.
There's a balance, and if you pay attention, you'll know what's true, and it won't be from your thoughts, and it won't be from your reasons.
And it won't be from your fears of how the future is going to turn out. It's going to happen when you look and tell the truth about how you feel about it right now.
And that's what you can trust right now. You can trust you right now. And I trust that it's time for us to end the show.
Right now. So
we really appreciate your calling in, Katie. We really do.
Yes.
Oh, well, thank you so much. It was so nice speaking with you guys.
Nice speaking with you,
too. On the show. Thank you.
We'll be back next week talking about staying centered during physical and emotional challenges. Hint, hint, if you're here, you may have things going on, but they're not challenging. Huh. So there. Okay. So we'll be back shortly.
So come back next week.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.